This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and I'll tell you, Louie, you're going to have to sing a lot more to get the weather changed. It's just Mother Nature just will not let go if you live in the Northeast. The rest of the country is in a little bit better shape, but boy, the weather is just unsettled in many, many places. Still snowing on the West Coast, storms in the middle part of the country, and the Northeast, well, we had 20 inches of snow a week ago, this past Tuesday. And Wednesday, and another 3 inches fell yesterday. So it's a little bit discouraging to go walk out the door and see everything all covered with white mulch, as my son would say. Insulation to keep your plants happy and free fertilizer coming down from the heavens. Well, I think we have enough free fertilizer at this point. I think we've got enough nitrogen. What we need now is some sunshine, some warmer days, the birds to arrive and be able to go on the lawn and get the food that they need, eat the berries that are on the plants that remain, and get us motivated. And it's just been difficult to get motivated. But what are you going to do? We have to roll with the punches. And there are things that we can be doing. Now, any of you that are thinking of planting bulbs like dahlias, for example, you can get a head start on it now. If you want to plant things like calla lilies or anemones and the whole range of bulbs, you can get a head start by starting them in containers now, so that when the weather does stabilize, you'll be able to plant them and you'll be ahead of the game. Weather just isn't right to set dahlias in the ground, but if you can get some large pots, some good potting soil, then you can start them inside. The roots will get established, you'll get a little shoot that will come out. And when everything is looking good in late April, early May, then you just knock them out of the pot, set them in the ground, and you're a couple, 3-4 weeks ahead, rather than wait and plant them when the ground is warm enough and not too wet. You know, traditionally April is wet, and the weather is still on the cold side, but Get a head start and start some of these things inside. And, you know, if you've got a window that faces south and you're able to start some of your own seedlings, great thing to do. And then plants that you can take cuttings on, they can be rooted very easily at this time of the year. For example, if you like English ivy in your planters, and and you have some English ivy plants, start taking some cuttings. They root real, real easy. And with English ivy, for example, you don't even need any rooting powder. So you cut your English ivy to the length that you want, and you pull a couple of the leaves off near where you made the cut, and where that leaf is attached to the plant, there's a little baby plant. And that baby plant can do one of two things. Number one is if the leaf fell, that bud will turn into a leaf and make a brand new leaf to replace it. If that bud is underground, it will turn to a root and you'll have a brand new plant. So start taking some cuttings of English ivy and a few other plants to put in your containers. And if you need some help, the number here is 855-660-4261. So write it down. 855-660-4261. And give us a call. Isaiah is telling me we already have some callers, so let's go right to them. Isaiah, who is first this morning?
Good morning, everybody. All right, first up, we have Diane from Massachusetts, and she has a question about hummingbirds today.
Okay, Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I actually have two questions, one about hummingbirds, the other about potatoes.
Okay.
Potatoes first. I've never grown them, and this may be a silly question, but I purchased some and kept them too long, so they started growing sprouts from them. Can I plant those?
I would not plant them now.
Okay.
Because the ground is still cold, and they just won't begin to grow because of the temperature of the soil. And the thing that could happen is if you try to plant them at this time of the year, then what could happen is that they would rot in the ground. So potatoes really won't be able to be planted until the end of April and the beginning of May. So try and keep them where it's cooler so that they don't produce a shoot that's 3-4 inches long. You just want a nice little shoot when you set them in.
Okay.
Now, one of the secrets of growing potatoes is when you plant them, you don't want to have a small hole, because potatoes need soft soil to get bigger and bigger. And I plant potatoes every year in my garden, and I'll take my pitchfork and I will dig a trench that is twice the width of my pitchfork. So a pitchfork is about 9 inches. I'll dig my trench about 18, and I'll go down about a foot and really loosen up that soil and make it pliable. And that way, as the little potatoes begin to form, they're not in hard soil from the previous year with the rain and the snow and everything else. It's pliable. And the potatoes can push the soil aside to get larger and larger.
And, okay.
And if you do it that way, now set your individual potatoes about 15 inches apart.
Okay.
And I plant them about 6 inches deep. I loosen up the soil about a foot. And then fill it back in. Don't step on it. Put it in loose. Set your potatoes about 15 inches apart. And then cover them up. and put a couple of labels in the row so that you know where they are until they begin to sprout. Now, when your potatoes are about, 6 to 12 inches high, you're going to take the soil in the walkway and pull it around the shoots that are coming down, because potatoes can produce individual fruit on the stem, not just on the bottom, but on that stem that comes out of the ground. So if you can mound another 6 inches over that row of your potatoes, that whole mound that you're creating by pulling it out of the aisles will be filled with potatoes.
Wow. A lot of potatoes.
Yeah. Now, there is one insect that will go after potatoes, and it's called a Colorado potato beetle. And it should stay in Colorado, not where you live. But if you do get them, there's a product called Captain Jack. It's made by Bonide. It's organic. And you can spray it right on the plant, and it will prevent this Colorado potato beetle from chewing on the foliage of your plant. And that will solve the problem. It's a little insect about a quarter of an inch with stripes on it. Now, you hold on, Diane. When we come back, we'll talk about hummingbirds. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. We are talking with Diane, and we just gave her some ideas on her potatoes. Now, Diane, you had a question about hummingbirds.
Yes. When can I expect them to return to Massachusetts?
I would think pretty quick. I was talking to a friend in New Hampshire, and she was telling me that the hummingbirds are normally there around mid to late April. It just depends on the weather, and the weather has not been very good. It's been cold, and these poor little delicate birds begin to move further north as the weather gets better and better. My sister-in-law, who lives in Virginia, was up to visit me, and she said the hummingbirds are all over her yard in Roanoke, Virginia. So that's a good sign. But when the weather gets stable and there's no more snow on the ground, the grass begins to turn green, plants like forsythia come into bloom, then I would think you'd be able to get the hummingbird feeders going. Now, we had a man who specialized in hummingbirds 2 or 3 years ago, and he said that hummingbirds are very unique, and they are attracted to red. And I said, well, oh, okay, because I've seen a lot of hummingbird feeders, and they're partially red. And he said, that's why. And he said, if you want to have hummingbirds in your yard, what you do is where you hang your hummingbird feeder, plant some red flowers, so red salvia that will bloom all year with that beautiful spike of red blooms on it. will attract them. And for some reason, if there's red in your yard, they will go to it. Now, the red salvia, you can buy them so they're 6 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches, and even taller. They are a trumpet-type blossom, like similar to a snapdragon, where
okay.
The bird can go right inside the flower with his beak and get the pollen. So the pole where you hang your hummingbird feeder, plant some red salvia around it, and I guarantee you, you'll have more hummingbirds in your yard.
One last question. The nectar that we put in the feeder,
mm-hmm.
I've read that the bread ready-made stuff isn't really the best thing for them. We should make our own and not put any dyes. Is that true?
Right. They put the dyes in it to make it red. Again,
right.
Red attracts them. And the ready-made is good, but you can make it yourself if you go online. There are some great recipes. It's basically sugar and water, and you would cook it until you dissolve all of the sugar, and it makes a great, it's like a simple syrup, and it
okay.
works very, very well. We did a lot of hummingbirds a couple years ago. My wife got into it, and I left them out a little bit too long, and they got all discolored with some mold and mildew because it's very sweet. But we just bought some new ones, and we're going to hang them out again this year. And we would make like a quart of that. Of that syrup that the hummingbirds are looking for. We would fill the feeder with it and then take what's left and put it in your refrigerator. And it will keep a lot better if it stays out on your countertop and it gets warm. Then that sugar water will start to grow like a bacteria or a mold. And you may not see it, but that's what I did the first time. I made like double the recipe, and they were going crazy for the first week. I filled it. They still were there, but when I went to put the end of the batch, he wouldn't even touch it. It's because it had gone bad. So keep it in your refrigerator.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Guidance Club, 855-660-4261. If you need some help, give us a call. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Diane from New Hampshire, and she has a question about starting seedlings.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me what you'd like to start, Diane.
Well, that's one of my questions, Paul. First of all, what's the theory behind it? Like, are the plants the stronger if you start them as seedling? I mean, is it beneficial?
Well, it gives you a head start so that if you start them directly in the ground, for example, where I live in Maine, I wouldn't be able to start most of my annuals, things like marigolds and zinnias and portulaca, petunias, until May in as seed in the ground. So by starting it in April inside, you're going to have 4 weeks of time ahead, so you'll have blossomings earlier in the season. So it's just a way that you can get ahead, and it would save you the cost of buying flats of annuals. So, I mean, if you've never done it before, try some of the easier ones. Marigolds, zinnias are very easy to grow. Cleome, salvia, those are fairly easy. Plants like petunias, you really should have started those about 2 or 3 weeks ago. But, I mean, you can still start them and, you know, just feed them a little bit more often once you get out in the yard, and they'll do very, very well.
Okay. And what about vegetable seeds? Just as a beginner, what would give you the best results?
Okay. Your plants that grow as a vine. So your cucumbers, your squashes, melons, those you want to direct seed into the garden. So anything that's going to run if you start them inside and the weather doesn't get stable, you're actually going to end up losing time. So if you wanted to start things like cucumbers and pumpkins and squash, and like for me in Maine, we're normally ready between the 15th and the 30th of May. So I would start them from seed indoors around May 1st, not April 1st, but May 1st. It's going to take 3 or 4 days to germinate, and by the time they've begun the process of running, then I can get them into the ground, and there's no setback on the plant. But things like tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, you can start as seedlings in early April. And that would give you a plant that would be about 3, maybe 4 inches tall that you could set in the ground in mid to late May.
Okay, and would you recommend these heating mats or lights?
If you were growing a lot of seedlings, I would say yes. But for you, this is your first time. I don't think that you need to go through the expense of buying lights and heating mats. When my dad first started to grow seedlings inside, what he did is he used his heating pad. He set it on low. He put it inside a thick, like a black trash bag, so that it wouldn't get stained with water. Otherwise, my mother would have killed him. And so he just set the heating pad on his workbench in our basement, wrapped it in a black trash bag, put the seedling tray right on top of it, but he set it on low because you don't want it to get too hot. And they did germinate, and they did grow very, very well. So I would start with that and see how you like it, see what the result is, and if you're getting into it and you like what you're doing, then you could buy a commercial heating pad, and you can buy some grow lights. So start small. And as you get good results and your interests grow, then you can add to it.
Okay, great. And just one quick final question. Brussels sprouts?
Mm-hmm.
The plant in the garden?
Yep. Brussels sprouts, all of your cold weather crops, you want to start them now. They should have been started a little bit earlier, but it's still early in the season. So Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, celery, kale can all be started as seeds, but you've got to do it now.
Okay.
And
okay.
What, you know, to get started, to make it easier for you, get a plastic tray. Get some potting soil. Dr. Earth has a great seed starter soil, and you can find that at your local garden center. And the seed starter soil has all of the micronutrients. You get all of the beneficial bacteria, the microbes, the fungi that are in there, and that will speed up the germination and the root development of the plant. So don't use regular potting soil. Get the Dr. Earth seed starter. And what I always did, you want to try and create like a little greenhouse, is I would take toothpicks and put toothpicks on every corner of my tray, a couple in the middle, and then put a piece of saran wrap over it. And that created a little greenhouse effect. It held the heat in there. It kept the soil moist. It didn't evaporate and dry out as quickly. or some of the garden centers will sell a seedling tray with a clear plastic dome. And when you're done with it, you just wash it, put it aside, and you can reuse it the following year.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much, Paul.
Oh, I thank you, and you have a great season. And if you run into some problems, you know where to call.
I sure do. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, next up, we have Mike from New Hampshire, and he has a question about gypsum.
Okay, Mike, good morning. How can we help you with gypsum today?
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. I remember this discussion you talking about gypsum, and you used the word, the term agricultural gypsum, that was after I ran down to Home Depot and got these spacers that they use cut up gypsum boards, and then they use them to throw them in the dumpster. So I grabbed about, it must have been at least a couple of hundred pounds, and spilled it all around my garden. What would you have to say about gypsum board? And I also read in the internet someplace that some peanut farmers were using composting these gypsum boards.
Yeah.
Well,
gypsum,
how would you respond?
Gypsum is what's in the sheetrock. That's how they make the sheetrock, is they use a gypsum.
Why did you use the term agricultural gypsum?
Well, that's what they call it. It's a product that they put in like a little bit of a pellet, so that when you put it in your spreader, it's easier to apply. It doesn't cake.
Okay.
But for the garden, if you have some pieces of sheetrock, just take a hammer and beat it up. Take off all of that paper as you break it apart, and then just broadcast it. It's the same product, except that you buy in a bag is in a little bit of a pellet.
Could I ask another question?
Yeah.
About microorganisms and Dr. Earth products. I'm sold on the importance of microorganisms in the earth now. I ran down to Home Depot, but I looked out back and they had snow and cold, and it must have been 20 degrees, and all these Dr. Earth bags, you know, getting ready for purchase and stuff. But I scared to buy it because I was afraid all the microorganisms were dead.
No, they're not dead.
Legitimately concerned.
No, when Dr. Earth and other companies, when they produce a potting soil with mycorrhizae and bacteria and fungi in it, all of those microbes are all dormant, and they begin to wake up and begin to multiply in the ground when your soil temperature reaches a certain level. So they make the bacteria and the mycorrhizae and so forth in a lab. They put them to sleep, and then it's blended into the soil and bagged. And in some areas, like in New England or upper state New York, Pennsylvania, where the weather is cold, then it's dormant. And it won't wake up until soil reaches a certain temperature.
You relieved my mind about it. Thank you.
Yeah, no, everything is fine. I mean, if cold weather killed them, then it wouldn't make any sense to put it in the bag. All of the chemists from the different universities that have done all of the research on rebuilding the soil, they, with research, realize that when the ground freezes, that these microbes, the beneficial bacteria, the fungi, and all of this new technology that they have developed will go dormant, just like a bear does during the winter. A bear will find a hole, it will go to sleep. When the weather gets good, it wakes up and it begins to do its thing. And the same thing happens with these microbes. So don't worry about it. You take the bag, if you bring it in the house, and you begin to use it to start seedlings, when the temperature gets good and you add water, it will wake up and will begin to do its job. But until the temperature gets to be a certain level, it just lays there and says, wake me when spring gets here.
I found a mother load of seaweed near me. How much is too much?
In my garden, growing up with my dad, who loves seaweed, we would put in the garden every fall 6 to 10 inches. And by the time spring got here, most of it was rotted. In the springtime, I would put 3-4 inches, till it into the soil so that's in contact, but try and chew it up and dump it in a row and use your mower.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Help you, don't be shy. Isaiah is ready for you and he'll get you set up. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next, it looks like we have Mike from Boston, and here's a question about poison ivy.
Mike, good morning. How can we help you with poison ivy? Is it a problem for you this year?
Paul?
Yes.
No, not yet. I read some concerning articles about Roundup, and previously I've used Roundup, but I didn't know if there was something else that you could recommend to get rid of poison ivy.
There are some organic products that will work very, very well for you that will do the same job as Roundup. As a matter of fact, there are rumors in the industry right now, and Monsanto, who makes Roundup, is really fighting it. But it went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has ordered Monsanto to write on their label that the use of Roundup may cause cancer. But there are some natural products that will do a very, very good job for you. Dr. Earth, for example, has an organic weed killer that will take care of poison ivy, and it will do a very good job. I've used it in my driveway. I have a piece stone driveway and have had good luck. There's a company called BioSafe, and we'll be talking a lot with them this year. And they have a product that will take care of poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and you can use it in your driveway, on your patio, on a piece stone driveway, and it will be absorbed. It will take it right out. And even a product that Bonide has. Bonide makes a lot of organic and man-made products, but they have a product called Burnout. And Burnout is a vinegar-based product that actually burns the foliage of your weed and takes care of it. But either the Dr. Earth, which I have used in the past, and BioSafe, both of these companies are all natural, all organic, and the products work very, very well. So the days of Roundup and their toxicity, for those of you that want a safer environment where you live, you do now have an alternative to it.
Thank you, Paul. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
So at the time of planting, because I buy my tomato seedlings from a garden shop, I want to use a mycorrhiza product.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've talked a lot about that. Can you tell me what's the name of that product again?
Okay. The product that you want to use is called Protilizer. And it's spelled Protilizer. And Protilizer is a blend of 60 different types of beneficial microbes. And you buy it as a powder. And you mix it with water. And you, at the time of planting, you mix up a solution. You dip your root ball in it. And then plant, and when everything is planted, you go back and you give each of your seedlings maybe like 4 to 8 ounces right around it, and it will stimulate the root system, and it will really take off. Protilizer is produced by Natural Alternative, and you can buy it in little packets. You can buy it in, they have 2 or 3 larger sizes. And as a matter of fact, if you continue to listen to the program, in the next hour, Dee from Natural Alternative will be on, and she'll talk a little bit about these beneficial microbes.
I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today,